It's now time for Heart to Heart Radio, presented by Connecting Hearts Network, connecting women to one another and resources. Now here's your host, Margie Conway.
Not that one, ending for the broadcast, because I was saying something about yelling the doors of Perry Street. I don't work here. Nobody can find us here. And I kind of joked and said I was going to say we're bringing some life to the funeral home, but that might have upset a person or two. Not them. She likes it. So, anyway.
Sitting next to the big oak?
Yeah.
Something like that? Come and sit under the tree with
and you? I tried the mini thing, but it turns out the only other red mini in Coweta County is this girl that works at the funeral home part-time.
Oh, that's funny. So yeah. Both of you are here all the time. Like, wait.
But a lot at the same time. It's just where we're parked. All right. Let's reset you. And we are going to restart. Well, I didn't reset you. Reset. Okay. I really do know how to do this. Go for it. A minute ain't going to kill us one way or another or seconds. Anyway. Hi, this is Margie Conway from Creative Hearts Studios, and this is the Connecting Hearts Network program. And we have a lot to tell you about today. It's going to be a busy, fun weekend. And joining me is my friend and mentor, Tanya Lee. She is the president of the Atlanta Noonan Holistic Chamber of Commerce. And she is part of the group hosting the Ashley Park Community Wellness Day this Saturday. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Thank you for joining me, Tanya.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure coming out here.
I always love to see you. We need to get together more often.
We do. I agree.
But we will be spending a good day together on Saturday.
Yes.
There is a lot going on. All right. Give us the basics of it.
So the basics of it is Community Wellness Day is just an opportunity for Coweta County, South Atlanta folks to come out and meet some like-minded individuals. We're all a little bit on the healthier side, but just because we're healthier doesn't mean we're not fun. So we have a lot of fun. So we've got a lot of free demonstrations. Our good friend Holly is going to be out there giving us a free demo.
I told her she might after she sent me all the paperwork and I read it. I said, Holly. She said, what? And I said, they said you can't get rough or juggle sharp objects. So y'all might throw her out.
I hope she juggles some sharp objects. That would be entertaining. No,
she does pretty good with some of it.
She definitely does. Yeah. So I'm excited to do that because I've been wanting to take one of her classes. And I just haven't gotten around to do it. Me and my daughter both need to take that. So that's something that the community needs. They need to understand that there's different parts of holisticness. Well, hello. Holistic wellness doesn't necessarily just mean herbs, spices, oils, and, you know, something strange. It really means being healthy for your whole body. So April 29th from 10 to 3, we're going to be at Ashley Park on the green. And the green is sponsored by Anderson & Associates. Got that in there. We have new management over at Ashley Park.
Okay.
Centennial Management Company has taken over there. So there's all kinds of really fun stuff. So, you know, we'll have some really cool things happening this summer. But we have everything from the salon that's there at Ashley Park to our friends at The Joint have decided to participate this time. So they're going to be over there. The Good Feet Store are coming as well. They're going to be there hanging out and doing some stuff with our feet. Of course, we have oils. We have the Holistic Chamber is going to be doing something fun that we just talked about. One of the things is random acts of kindness.
We love that.
I know, don't we?
Yeah,
right.
We
so
love
this
that.
Is a good thing. So we'll have some prizes. We'll have some money. The Sheriff's Department is going to be there. They're bringing out their bear cat, which is their...
kind of like SWAT team thing.
SWAT vehicle, and then they have something new, too. So I'm not sure what it's called, but it's coming as well. And so they'll have some prizes to give out. I believe Connecting Hearts Network is going to be giving out some stuff.
We're going to definitely give our little bags out, and I think last year we did like 400, so we're hoping to do better than that this year.
Oh, my gosh. Wow,
yeah.
That's great. We are giving goodie bags away as well, so the first 100 folks will get a goodie bag. If you registered on Eventbrite, we're going to keep your information, and we've already planned for next year, and Ashley Park is doing another event in October that you'll probably be interested in as well. It's going to be a family-friendly harvest festival. So there's just lots of cool stuff coming on, and we're just going to have a whole good fun day.
Yeah, Ashley Park's been doing a lot lately to reach into the community. Yeah.
They are, yes. That is actually one of their goals, is to become more active in the community. So Ashley from Ashley Park is my counterpart. She has taken over there, and she has so many great ideas, so many fun things. There's stuff coming for the holidays already. Looks like all the stores are about to be filled up.
That's
She's got a lot of marketing experience, as well as being local. So so she's going to be a really good asset to the community.
That sounds great. I know our biggest attraction at Ashley Park is playing Pokemon Go.
Really?
We go up there a couple of times. Yeah, that place is loaded with Pokestops and gyms.
Yeah, I did not know that.
And so I still play it with my stepson, and I would say my grandkids, but if I'm going to be honest about it, they're not playing it anymore.
Just you.
The kids at church are, though.
You're the Pokemon queen. Okay.
Actually, so adults are, and that helps us get out and walk around and do that over there. That's one of the reasons why we do it. So even just that, you know, gets you going. But there's a lot of cool places to go in Ashley Park. I haven't been able to walk an awful lot over the last 2 years.
But I'm glad you're back on your feet.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to exploring it a little bit better. I'm going to be set up at Holly's table with Connecting Hearts Network, giving out bags. I'm going to bring my microphone and interview people like I did last year, because that was so much fun to ask women for advice for other women.
That was a really big hit. Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
We had a ball. Me and the ladies that went up there and handed out bags and did that, we just absolutely enjoyed every minute of it and got to meet a lot of good people.
There's a lot of good people going to be there. Most of my members are going to be participating. So we have organizations like True Balance.
Mm-hmm.
So Ute and her group are going to be there. Some on-the-fly massage chairs.
That's the first time I met her, yes.
Yeah, she's got some really cool stuff. Blue Lotus is going to close us out for the day with some gentle yoga for everybody. Okay. The library is coming again.
Oh, cool.
So the library has a really neat reading program.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do a 30-minute reading nook. So
I
haven't found out what the book is, but as soon as I know, I'll let you all know. But yeah, they're going to be there to do reading, help with reading information. Yes, we still have libraries in Coweta County.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Y'all need to go. Keep supporting our local libraries. One Life Fitness is going to get us kicked off. They're going to do an exercise class to wake us up and get us moving.
And isn't there a run associated with that?
No, the run didn't seem to take place.
Oh, okay.
It was going to be part of what One Life Fitness was doing, and I just think it wasn't the year to happen. So we tried, and maybe next year we'll be able to get one put together. But no run this year. Championship Martial Arts is going to come back out. They're always a big hit because they have some really great kids. And their director... I've been working with her for, my gosh, since Savannah was in elementary school. She used to do a program, and I don't know, she might still do it, at Moreland, where she would take some of the kids who might have some anger issues or things like that, and then she would, it was the Moreland Club, and she would teach them the philosophies and the practice of karate, and she made a really big difference in a lot of kids' lives.
Oh, yeah, that does. I've experienced that with some that's been in my life of them taking karate for self-discipline reasons and being able to use it, yeah.
And I never looked at it that way. I always thought it was just, you know, more of the defensive stuff, but it really is a mental practice as well.
I think it'd just be really powerful to be able to stand on one leg and kick. I watch that when I see it on TV and stuff, and I'm like, I just love to be able to get my leg up and just kick like that. No target, you know, in mind at the moment, but I think that would, you know, just be a very empowering stance to be able to do.
And she's done that. I've seen her do that actually before, and her kiddos are amazing at breaking things, bricks and boards, and just amazing. So they're going to be doing a demonstration as well as participation. So if you want to go in there and participate, get some basics, they'll be doing that. Southern Vein Care is going to be there. Clean Juice. Have you heard of Clean Juice?
I have, and I haven't made it in yet, but I'm going to go.
It's really good. They do have sandwiches and things like that as well, but all of their juices are 100% organic. It's all made right there in front of you. The sandwiches were fantastic. A really beautiful sprouted bread is what I had. Wow. And I think we had chicken salad is what Ute and I had not too long ago. But they have a great little selection, and it's a good healthy alternative for a quick lunch that's easy. Let me see. We did have the pork skins, people. They're coming.
That's not
I'm
very
not sure
healthy.
How they got in there.
I don't know that. Well, wait a minute. I have learned for keto, pork skins are good for keto if you're doing that and you're craving some kind of chippy thing or grainy. Pork skins is a good alternative. Other than that, you better be watching your sodium and fat content.
Very true.
Yeah.
Okay, so we also have Water Tree, who has been one of my members for years. And I didn't even realize this until I saw a documentary on Netflix, and it wasn't even the only reason we were watching the documentary because the guy on it was cute. I can't remember who he was. I can't remember his name, but the kids wanted to watch it. But the fact that our water, 90% of what we drink is dead water.
Yeah.
And it's not actually helping us to hydrate.
Right.
So, you know, people don't realize how toxic some of our drinking water is, even though it's better and we at least have it. It's actually not as good as what it was when, like, our parents or our parents' parents were getting water. You know, specifically the minerals and trace elements that we don't get anymore. And so they're going to bring out their water. They're going to teach us all about how to make your water living again. So that's what they're doing. Pop Shelf, of course, will be there with all their fun color-coordinated stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then another exercise group that we're having do a demonstration is Sherry from Sunshine Fitness.
She's been along with us.
Sunflower Fitness. Why do I always say sunshine? I don't know. Sunflower
Because
Fitness.
Sherry pretty much brings some sunshine around.
She
yeah,
is our
she's
sunshine.
Lively.
She's definitely our northern girl sunshine. So, yes. She's going to be giving us a workout for everyone. She is the queen of modifications. She can take high-impact class, break it down, and make it available and usable for anybody. So Sherry's really good at doing all of that. Of course, Sea Glass Therapy is going to be there. I am now a board member of their, of their nonprofit called Frayed Edges.
Right.
And the Frayed Edges Foundation is a nonprofit to help fund and support mental health in Coweta County. Let's face it. Therapy is expensive. It costs some money.
Yeah.
If you don't have any insurance, it really costs a lot of money. So all of the funds that we raise with that organization go to subsidizing and creating scholarships for folks to have to use in for their mental health.
Right.
So stay tuned. We got a lot of cool, fun events coming. I think they're going to be selling plants. They've got some really cute clothes and stuff like that, and as well as a lot of information about the free services that are available throughout Coweta County for your mental health.
Okay.
So we're not only talking physical, we're also talking mental.
That's important.
It really is.
Yeah. It's most of what's physical, and you can see people understand they will make allowances for you if you have something physical going on. But mental is silent. They don't ever see that until sometimes it's in emergency situation that has to come out. So I'm glad that not just our county, but all around the U.S., they're paying a little bit more attention to mental health.
There's no choice. We have no choice. We really need to think about everybody's mental health, especially coming out of COVID.
Right.
I heard another statistic the other day that even though it's been 3 years, all of us are still in mourning.
Yes.
We are stuck in the past, not progressing forward. And it's not by any fault of our own. It's that we mourn what our lives were. And most people don't even realize that.
They're
just going through the motions. So.
Well, and it's never going to be the same as it was before then because we've been educated about COVID, so we have more precautions in different ways that we do things. I think COVID brought a huge surge in Zoom and online, and so now everybody keeps telling me I need to Zoom everything, and I'm like, I don't want to Zoom things. I actually want to see people face to face. But we have realized, even people that wouldn't have done so elsewise have realized it's available and it's a good alternative.
It is. It's
but
a good
alternative. We need face-to-face. Yes. Yeah.
I'm a social butterfly. I need the interactions with people.
I'm not a social butterfly, but I could use some interaction here and there. Yeah.
Yes.
It's if I stay in my own head too much, that could get dangerous for everybody. And so it's like even at our church, you know, we haven't done certain things since COVID. And you know, the tornado kind of threw us back a little bit. But last week we had our first ladies fun night that we've had in ages.
Oh, good.
And there wasn't that many of us, but we had a ball.
Right.
It was so good just to be able to get back around people and talk and have support there.
Laugh, community.
Yeah.
That's what it's all
about.
We want everybody to come out and talk to each other. Bring your friends, bring
right.
your coworkers, bring a picnic lunch or grab something to eat at one of the restaurants at Ashley Park. Bring it over to
yeah.
the green, sit down, enjoy all of the things and enjoy each other. I mean,
right.
it's just an opportunity for us to be together in a nice, healthy environment.
Right.
So let me think. Who else is going to be there? Who else is going to be there? Of course, Ashley Park. I think they're going to be handing out some stuff. And then the House of Light. I believe Christy and her bowl candles are going to be there.
Okay,
bread
she
bowl
was
candles.
There last time. Yeah.
Yes. She makes these amazing.
Yeah, they're nice candles.
And the scents. She comes up
yeah.
with very unique scents. Frankincense and tobacco. And they smell really good. Plus, she, you know, citruses and
right.
that type of thing. So she's going to be there as well. And Marla's going to be there with Purium. So she really talks about clean eating,
right.
removing toxins from the body. So she's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to that kind of stuff. Oh, I forgot my mushrooms. She's also
okay.
she does mushroom compost.
Okay.
And so, of course, a byproduct of mushroom compost is what? Mushrooms.
Oh, yeah,
so
I guess so.
I just bought a pound of mushrooms from her, and they're fresh, and they're wonderful. And I just, you know, we just eat them with all of our regular mushroom-type things. But I think that's what I've got for now. There are a few other vendors that are going to be there.
You didn't mention Essential Wellness.
That's me.
Yeah, I know that's you.
I did not mention us. I forgot. Okay, so Essential Wellness, which is my company, and our team has stepped up to help me facilitate this. So Megan and Joanne will be there manning the essential oil booth. We've got lots of good products. I just found a new game. It's a pinball machine.
Cool.
And you just take the little stone. I couldn't find Super Balls. Do you remember
yeah,
Super Balls, the little
yeah.
teeny tiny ones? I went all over the place. I couldn't find them. So you take your Super Ball and you drop it from the top. It's like Plinko.
Mm-hmm.
And you go down, you'll get free samples and all kinds of stuff.
So I hope that the Warrior Defenders booth is going to be near the Essential Wellness booth so I can participate in both of them.
Well, I'll make sure you're right
but,
next to us. How's that?
Yeah, I love our oil team. I was discussing our oil team with someone the other day that's signing up this week of how supportive it is and the knowledge that is shared because I've never seen that anywhere else. So we have a great team.
That's me now.
So, yeah, that was one of our team members, guys.
Yes, it was. Hi, Kim. It is our tribe, the
yes.
way I describe it. There's no, I mean, we come from so many different walks of life, but we all have a common purpose, and
right.
that's to help people. And where
right.
do you, what other organization or whatever is the whole goal to help people? I don't know of any other ones other than medical, maybe.
Well, we have a Wednesday Bible study here, and one day our room was just full, and somebody mentioned an oil, because I have the oils back here in the back room instead of the front room, and somebody mentioned something, and right off the bat, there was four of us that popped up to answer that question, and she said, oh, you all do oils, and I was like, well, technically, she's my oil mom, and she's my oil daughter, and this one's my oil aunt. And so, yeah, we all do oils. That's what brought us together. So it has brought a lot of people together in the community, this team that we're on.
It has.
And then you have taken it, because I remember back when I met you in 2018, you've been talking about having wellness around, and I know your goal is to have a wellness center.
Yep.
And you are working it with this
we
Chamber
are.
Of Commerce and with all the activities you're doing.
We absolutely are. So hand in hand with how doTERRA thinks
yeah.
is about giving back to our community. We know that our medical system is broken.
Yeah.
Right? That's part of why holistic and natural solutions are an option
right.
other than just medication. Medication has its place, but so does natural stuff.
Right.
Well, when we get to the point where we have a really great hospital like what doTERRA is putting together, their clinics, mm-hmm. I want one here in Atlanta, we need to have all the different disciplines right and ready for right. anybody who needs them to be right next to that hospital. And so that may be Reiki, or that may be massage therapy. It's definitely going to be community and spirituality.
Right.
Those are the things that people crave, especially if they're in some sort of health situation.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we need to be the ones that are there, ready to help them through whatever situation there is. It's just common sense.
And there's not, you know, I have the studio here and different people have different things there, but it's not so much that we have a building to do it in at this point, but there is a wide-reaching community that's out there looking to do it.
It's way bigger than I used to
Absolutely,
think.
Yeah.
Even with Chatty, we've been talking about that. There's actually resources if you are part of Chatty Noonan Women that if you really need it, you can get groceries from 8 or 9 different places
right.
in 1 month. You just have to, you know, go through the paperwork. But the resources are there if you want them.
Well, and when you mention that, I have to bring up something we joined this year, the Coweta Family Connection.
Right.
They have the pamphlets that pass it out that tell you where everything is. And I have it in digital form, too, so we can start making sure that's a bigger part of
we
what people
are getting. We should post
that
on Chatty.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good thing to do.
I can do that.
Because, I mean, if you're in this voice, if you can hear us,
right,
and you know people who need support in whether it be mental, physical, or whatever,
yeah.
we have people here now at our fingertips
right.
to help pretty much so across the board from every part of the spectrum. It
right.
doesn't matter who you are or where you are. We probably have somebody that we can get in touch with that we can help. We've been building this network for many years, and it's getting stronger and stronger. So I'm proud
right.
to be part of it.
Yeah, and I find more and more as I step out, you know, other people who were there just looking for a connection to be able to be, offer support.
Yep.
That's one thing that we try to do with Connecting Hearts, and this is bring people to your attention whose services you could use and let you know how it's benefited one another. And, you know, we've really been blessed by being able to share that kind of thing.
The Holistic Chamber is in the
yeah.
same capacity. The requirements for joining our organization are you a good business person? Are you a good person? Now, if you're in business, you obviously know how to do your
right.
business. We don't need to know, you know, that you're, you know, another recommendation for you being a good whatever.
Right.
We need to know that you are a good person. And if you can provide a couple of resources or references, then you're in and you're
yeah.
part of this amazing network. And this network is even bigger. So there's us, and we're on our fourth or fifth year, I
yeah.
think. And the parent organization is at 12 years, I believe, because
okay.
we had our 10th anniversary right in the middle of COVID, so we couldn't do our 10th
yeah.
anniversary. But they have grown internationally.
Right.
So now we have resources and people on an international level that are of the same mind, that are
right.
good business people that just want to help.
Yeah.
So. That's hard to find.
It is, and it's important, but there are people there. And you mentioned Chatty. You mentioned the resources
yeah.
we get through Chatty. Pretty much somebody posts on there they're looking for this, and then they get a ton of good recommendations on there. It's a good way to find whatever you're looking for, you know, whether it's a shirt to wear to a concert or if it's mental health issues. I've seen the women in there be very supportive of one another.
They are. The drama
yeah.
gets our attention, but the fact is that if you're really looking for something or need something, you've got 37,000
yeah.
women from the Coweta County area that are there to help you.
Right.
And they're not going away. I mean,
no.
it's a fun group. It's going to be here for a while. There's going to be lots of fun stuff. We're trying to put some community involvement into that organization as well. But it's a great resource, right?
Right.
If you need to get information out, you can get it out immediately.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
37,000 of our closest friends are all watching that page.
I know that they're watching it because I will hear people even telling me with the radio show. I went to a vendor event, and they were like, oh, you're the one on the radio show. I saw it on Chatty. And I'm like, yeah, it might be me.
That is, yeah.
Depends on whether you have a good reaction or a bad reaction, but it gets shown on there. But you mentioned drama. You know, anytime we get a group of humans, there's going to be drama. That's just what happens.
Absolutely.
So you have to go past the drama and get to the good stuff.
You don't even know the stuff that the admins have to go
through. I do not want to.
I think that I looked at the stats the other day, and there were over 4,000 posts that were made in the month of April, March and April. 4,000 posts that we had to go through. That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot of posts. And it just gets stronger every day. We average 10 to 20 people a day trying to add. Oh, by the way, stop trying to add your men. This is not for men. It's only for women. If you want to do the men, then go to Chatty Noonan Men. They have their own page. We're all going to be doing some stuff together. But it's just a great resource. I've met so many amazing people in this community. So.
Yeah, I've seen a few on there, and they would talk about something. I'd start up a conversation of messages with them, and I was, "Hey, when do you want to be on the radio?" and it's a really good way to meet people and to find, like you said, find out the resources that's available out there to you.
So there's the business page on that
right.
as well. So we're up to 7,000 on that one and growing every day. So I would say tag some of those businesses on that.
Yeah.
There's some really great little businesses that advertise on there quite regularly. It's becoming a resource for the community.
It is. Right.
And Renee expanded it. So basically it's Coweta County and surrounding areas.
Okay.
So, and you don't have to be a woman to be on that group either. So we get a lot of great information. A lot of sales stuff goes on there too. So,
I need to post more. I don't post as much as I need to, but when I do post, I'd always get good response back to it.
Yeah. And the radio station, we're really happy about them too.
Yeah.
They're here and local, and we're very appreciative of them.
No, he's working to get more out in the community and to involve the local community. Matter of fact, when I talked to him last that I was in there, he's got it. So there's several days a week that from 9 in the morning to 9 at night, it is purely local radio.
Wow,
so
that's
local
great.
Talk shows, local sports, local everything. So his goal is to expand that to the full week and then start working on the weekends. So he is trying hard to put, you know, Noonan and Coweta County out there. And it's getting enough attention that there was someone from Idaho, Illinois, somewhere that has a good show that's up there and in some areas. And so that person started looking at shows so he could expand his into other markets. And he has just started a show here because he said you get interactions that not a lot do.
Right.
So you know, shout out to Ryan at WQEE. He helps me keep things going, you know, the way I want to do it. But he's a good resource with a lot of us.
Y'all need to join the chamber. You know you do.
Yeah, I know I do. I was just talking to somebody about that the other day. But we were waiting till we recovered from surgery before we did a whole lot of other stuff.
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah. It's so with the chamber, what other things do you have coming up soon?
So the next event we're going to have in May is our newest member, and I know he's going to kill me, but there's a new chiropractor in Tyrone.
Mm-hmm.
He's right next to SheCraft, which is an amazing restaurant in Tyrone. Very clean food and fun stuff. Lots of local products in there as well. So we're going to go have dinner at SheCraft, and then we're going to go over and learn about red lasering.
Okay.
So it's really good for muscles and tendons, joints, that type of thing. It helps reduce inflammation without medication.
Right.
So he's going to teach us about what that is and introduce us to his new business.
That's
so
cool.
Watch our Facebook page for that. It should be coming out this week. Come join us for dinner. Come network with us. Join our tribe. I mean, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then we're looking for something, which you might be able to help me do. We need to give back.
Right.
So we want to do some sort of outdoor project or some sort of community project in May. So we usually meet the second Tuesday of the month, and we need to come up with something. So if you guys have any suggestions, reach out. Let me know what needs to be done around the community, and maybe we can get our members to come out and help do something.
Okay.
So,
we will look for projects like that.
Okay.
And then you've got the oil team. Tell us what's coming up more for in the oils, what's happening now.
So there's a new program called Refer a Friend.
Right.
So basically the way that works is that you will have your own code. Anybody who is a wholesale, a customer, you don't have a wholesale customer. So I'm sorry, yeah, wholesale customer. There's no membership fee any longer for your first year.
Yay!
Yay! So when you go to order your mm-hmm. oils from doTERRA, there's no membership fee. You just pay for your oils, tax, and shipping. But if you're a good oil sharer, which right. is the year of the sharer is what we're talking about, if you share those oils, you have the opportunity to make $599 doTERRA dollars. So what does that mean? You can use it on product, you can use it on shipping, you can use it on next year's membership. But what it does is when you share your link mm-hmm. and somebody orders from that link, you get 20% of whatever they did. So basically you get the first version of Fast Start.
Right.
And then you'll get 10% from then on as to what they order up to
$599.
Yeah,
that's
so this way
cool.
you don't have
yeah.
to have taxes or anything like that. But we have a lot of fun stuff. We've got some other ones coming out. The affiliate program will be launching in May.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another opportunity for some of our businesses who are already oil sharers to reap some of the benefits.
Right.
And then we just are about to start a program. What's it called? Healthier Every Day?
Right. I'm signed up for that.
Okay. That's starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right. Tomorrow.
Right.
So that's just a really good revamped version of how to use your oils effectively. And so our upline, Lori, is going to be hosting that. She's going to be giving all kinds of freebies and lots of education and all that kind of stuff. And then I guess convention would be next in
yeah.
September. So
yeah.
there's a few smaller programs that are going on. It's kind of like the post-convention tours.
Right.
They're happening all over the place. I believe there's one in May in Atlanta, but I think I'm out of town for that one.
Okay. There is a lot going on, and I know I got my MetaPower.
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
Actually, I think it's helping my cognitive issues much better.
Okay.
You know how everything has to be secondhand verified now, so they'll send you a code in your email or on your phone, which I hate. I know it's supposed to be good for my security, but I hate it. And before I was doing this, I would have to go back like every number to make sure I had the right number to put in. And now I'm remembering all six numbers and getting
you.
Them in. And Ricky and the camper, we have this whole row of baskets, and I have different things in baskets. And he'll come in and he'll say, well, where's the flashlights? And I'll say it's in bin six. And where's the toothpaste? It's in two. And, you know, all the way through. And they're not numbered. So I've just got it in my head. And it's actually staying in my head and coming out. I think energy-wise and stuff, it's helping too. It's so, you know, I'm not good enough at doing anything every day to do it like I'm supposed to. But with what I have done, there's been good response, yeah.
Good. So you're taking MetaPower?
The MetaPower
collagen.
Soft gels.
Oh,
and then I'm doing the collagen and the...
And the assist.
Goodness, my brain is in. I haven't been using the assist like
okay.
I need to.
All right.
And then my funny story of the day is I actually have my MetaPower gum here.
Uh-huh.
You know me. I'm going to throw it all out there. I have this temporary dental work in.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day I was sitting here and I was getting hungry. And I'm like, oh, I got this. Let me try this. And then I won't be hungry. And I wasn't thinking. And I put that gum in there and... So that didn't work very well.
No.
So if anybody would like a sample of the gum, I have some here, and I will willingly share some with you because it won't be going back in this mouth anytime soon, simply for dental work. However, the drops have been working very well. And if I did the assist the way I need to, I might not would have to be so jealous of Ricky losing weight. But, you know, I don't do it the way I need to.
Weight?
Again,
wow.
Yes. But that's all his medication stuff he's got.
Gotcha.
But so I've recommended the MetaPower. I've started giving samples out for it because it's really making a difference.
Very good.
Yeah.
Let me know if you have anything. There's quite a few amazing testimonies out there.
Yeah.
And the more we use it, the more we
right.
realize you have to figure out how it works for you.
Right.
So for me, I'm never going to remember to take my stuff in the middle of the day. I know
yeah.
it's not going to happen. So I take my assist in the morning and I take it with my nighttime pills. And that way I get my two assists and then I do keep the beadlets. I'm not a gum fan.
Yeah.
So I've always had jaw issues. So I'm not a gum fan, but I will keep the beadlets in the car with me. And
I think
I'm
I've got mine in my
that.
Purse. Yeah.
yeah. So anybody who's having any metabolic issues,
right.
Which I think most of us are, because we don't
Absolutely.
Necessarily eat right.
You're
but
right.
it definitely curbs my cravings. Sweet is too sweet, and salty is too salty. So I don't eat as much as I used to, which that's a big one for me.
Well, and I've gotten healthier up here, because if I don't bring it here, it's not here.
Right.
So I'm doing, you know, more water and more tea and relying on the oils. And we've been sharing the oils a lot more through here. So our last workshop was the oils in the Bible.
Oh, how did that go?
It went very well. Everybody responded very well to it, and there's been quite a lot of follow-up going on. We're going to do, I think our next one was, I was going to do green cleaning, but with Mother's Day coming up, I think we're going to do spa day stuff.
I have a perfume class that we could do.
Yeah,
like
you
me
do.
To do that. Yeah,
we
I
need
can,
to do
I
that.
I can do that. What? So the Mother's Day is on the 13th, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, I think so. I don't know.
I'm gone the first week, but I'll get you all the resources for the perfume class if you'd like.
Yeah, 13th, Mother's Day's 14th, 13th is the Saturday. So that's why I was thinking we'd do something fun like that.
You want to do it on the 13th, or you want to let me know?
You can check your calendar and we'll see what we're doing.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But it's I am looking forward to Saturday. Like I said, I had a blast last year. I went and gave blood. I talked to all kinds of people and recorded them on this microphone. I'm not a social butterfly, but I have found that I have no problem sticking this microphone up somebody's face and asking them a question. I think that's because there's a learner in me, and so I want to know everything about everybody. I don't want you to have any secrets.
And there's a lot of good information that you'll be able to get at Saturday's event. So.
Right. It's walking around all the booths, because I think I did that a couple of times last year with different people handing bags out.
Yep.
And there was. It was a good selection you could do. And that's where I first met you from Breathwork, True Balance.
Yes.
It's a couple of people I met out there for the first time, so I'm excited to be able to get out there this week and get involved.
She started doing her classes, too. So
yeah.
Breathwork, she's unfortunately going to be out of town. Her crew will be there for
right.
massage. But, yeah, that's been a really good discipline. I never even realized I needed to learn how to breathe.
Well, the only time I'd ever heard anybody refer to your breathing patterns would be if they were trying to help you through panic attacks or childbirth. And it's much more than that,
it
you
is.
Know, because your oxygen levels are everything about you. If you don't have enough oxygen going through your system, you're not functioning right no matter what.
We learned that the hard way, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, come out Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Ashley Park. In downtown, well, not downtown, in Noonan.
Right.
It's right on the bypass. If you don't know, check out social media. Check out Eventbrite. There's lots of information. The newspaper has it as well. So it's on the community calendars for just about everything in the area. So I hope you guys come out. I hope we have a good time. And I want to grow this. I want to make it bigger. So share this with your friends. Share it with your family. Bring your coworkers, whatever. Let's get some people out to support.
Yeah, and that's good. Tanya is really good at networking people together and bringing you the issues you're concerned about. There's going to be people there that can address them. So it's to your benefit to head out and meet us this weekend. Can't help the fact that I'm a little bit goofy, so you're sure to have some fun while you just watch that and learn a lot. So we will look forward to seeing everybody this Saturday at Ashley Park.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for letting me be on your show.
Thank you for coming.
I want to take this opportunity to tell you a little bit about myself. This is Margie, in case you didn't recognize the voice, and Creative Hearts Studios, along with Connecting Hearts Network. I have in the past been a teacher and a church secretary, but 5 years ago, God allowed me to go through a lot of healing processes, at which point I became certified as life coach and art therapist, and to lead programs such as Her Journey for domestic violence and abuse victims. So we have opened the Creative Hearts Studios. It's myself and Amy Hamlin. We have a support group for those who have been through any domestic violence or abuse. We have weekly Bible studies. We have groups that meet for caregivers and for those with chronic illness. We meet individually with people to help with art therapy and life coaching, to do things such as vision boards, find out what your purpose is, exploring your gifts and your talents and just all kinds of things. I like to say that we do self-exploration and self-expression. So the life coaching part is the exploration, where you are able to find out more about what makes you so unique and your place in the world. And the expression is a lot of art therapy and creative activities that we do that helps you put that into action. We love what we do, and we have been blessed with a great facility at 3 Bullsboro Drive here in Noonan. It is the brick house that is on the property of Hillcrest Chapel. You may still remember that being Higgins Hillcrest Chapel, but now the sign is Hillcrest. And it is owned by Joe Wilson, and Christy Wilson is our sponsor in the Creative Hearts Studios and the Connecting Hearts. So we have that beautiful yard and that great facility that we meet in locally. We also have a small gift shop that has self-care and inspirational items, so you can buy things just to make yourself feel a little bit better, or for gifts, which we sell a lot of things for gift baskets and stuff. And being able to run the gift shop helps us be able to offer the support groups and some individual counseling for free. Because we want everybody to attend that needs to, and we don't want to have to turn anyone away. We have a great group of supportive women that comes to our activities. We do self-care Saturdays once a month, where we have essential oil classes, and we've had some reflexology and different types of things there, and always a little bit of herbal teas and art therapy, because that's what we love the most. And we have themed tea parties, and we had an Easter egg hunt just for grown-up women, so you can come out and have a little bit of fun yourself. Our whole purpose in doing this is to help you find a little bit of peace and joy in your life. If you need some healing, we can help you get started on that road and point you to some people that we trust to help you walk a little bit further down it. Women are the last ones to take care of ourselves. We deem it as selfish. But if you're not doing self-care and taking care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else, because you cannot serve from an empty pitcher. All of our services are Christian-based. If you talk to me, you know where my heart lies in that area. So when you come into us, even if you're doing yoga, you are not going to be surprised by other religions and things that might come in there, because we keep a good watch on what we allow in our facility. So we invite you to come to our essential oil classes, to come to our ladies' events that we have, to come to all the other things that's going on if you need any help in any of those areas. And you can find these things by looking on Facebook at Creative Heart Studios, looking up our website at Creative Heart Therapies, CHERAPIES. .net. You can, find us around town or on the radio, wherever you look, just about. Then with the Connecting Hearts Studios, as I started the Creative Hearts Studio, and the radio show came along, it was planned that we would start a women's network so that we could have workshops and we could have resources and inspiration for women. And that has come along very well. We have a very good group of sponsors. We have a good group that participate in the activities we have to be able to enrich your life in some way. So we urge you to check out our website there, to check us out locally. We will be set up in different places through the springtime, and just look at the services the women that has associated with us offer, because they are all top-notch in what they do. And our whole goal is to give you resources and inspiration and a little connection in your life. So look up the Creative Hearts Studios. Look up the Connecting Hearts Network. You will find us on Facebook. You will find us just about anywhere else that you're looking. And if you can't find us, just give us a call, 404-528-8461. Hi, this is Margie again with the Creative Hearts Studios. You just had a conversation between Tanya Lee and myself concerning some community events going on. Our oil team, the Community Wellness Day coming up at Ashley Park, and the Holistic Chamber of Commerce and other things. And the big part of that, as we talked about it, was community and in-person contact. I went through a period of my life where I had become like a hermit crab, and I only had certain people out of my life, and I decided that I needed to break out of that shell and expand my horizons in positive ways. That's when I did meet Tanya Lee. I went to an essential oil party with a friend, and Tanya was there, and I was introduced to our oil team that's local and several people there, and I just loved the interaction that we had, and they definitely pulled me out of my shell. Community is important. Some people are introverts like me, and they do recharge on their own, but you still need connections to other people. I mean, we were created to be relational human beings. We were created to have relationships with God and then with one another. And when we've gone through crisis like we have with COVID and everything else, you know, that interrupts our community. And so at this point in our life, we're trying to get back in the habit of doing things. And yes, there's some changes, some things have been tweaks, but that's good changes because we are, you know, a little more health concerned. We're more picky on what we get involved in because we've been out of things so long that we now get to pick and choose instead of just what we fell into before. And many activities are starting up, and there's a lot that is in person and for community, because when we are solitary, our mental health can suffer. You have your spiritual health and other items and things, and we just go downhill when we... Humans are social beings, and the need to belong is deeply ingrained into our nature. That's why, since the beginning of time, humans have been drawn to creating our own communities. It is important that we have some type of group that we identify with, and that is our support system. I didn't know how important that was till I was looking at support groups for, you know, birth mothers. When you walk into a room of other birth moms and say, okay, they actually know what I'm talking about. And it's that way for anything that you might need a support group for. We form our important communities now around shared interests and characteristics. So they're like our religious or spiritual groups, professional associations, our neighborhood groups, volunteer groups, and a whole lot of sports clubs. In fact, belonging to a group or a community that we can identify with helps us have a stronger sense of our personal and collective identity. It gives you a boost to your self-esteem, and your willingness to go out and meet the world helps you expand your horizons just a little bit more and begin to dream. But the importance of having a community goes beyond that. So what happens if we don't have a community to call our own? Since we are inherently social beings, feeling disconnected from others can deeply affect our self-perception and our emotional health. Some studies have linked the emotional strain of loneliness caused by social isolation to physical illness and sleep disorders, heart disease, and a weakened immune system. There was a public health study done in Canada that ranked social isolation with a higher risk factor for premature death. This past year or so has been a strange one for our social interactions and personal relationships. On one hand, we had lockdown measures that helped us learn to work from home and have church from home and have all of our group meetings and that stuff through Zoom. So it was harder to meet and connect with others. And a lot of people felt that isolation and loneliness. Domestic violence went up. Child abuse went up. All these things went up when we were isolated in our homes. But now that we're able to get back out, we can right those things. In the past few months, we've seen several communities coming together to help those that struggle financially. And we've learned around here that there are groups to help you if you need help in your yard. I know a group that can help seniors with yard work. I've met many people that's out there doing good stuff for other people. And at the studio, we have our meetings for the domestic violence group, and we have a Bible study, and we meet together. We're trying to form one for caregivers and chronic illness, and we just meet together to have some fun activities so that, you know, it's a good, wholesome environment, and we're not nothing's going to shock you or anything. It's just good old fun and together. But there is importance of communities being together. And I have to say, in our specific area, maybe not in everyone's, but we had the year of COVID. Then we had a huge tornado hit. So where COVID had isolated everybody, that tornado started pulling everybody back together. There was people going and helping others, you know, with yard work, which was a big deal back then, with housing, with food, with, you know, clothing. Several groups popped up on Facebook of families helping other families. And people did start pulling together when they saw that the need was there. And there is, according to scientific evidence, 7 benefits to having community with others. One is our support and safety. Living with uncertainty has become the norm, but it has made it more important than ever to have a support network in place. One of the main reasons behind the importance of community is that it can help you fight the feelings of hopelessness and give you a certainty that you are safe when surrounded by certain people. The benefits goes both ways, because when you're able to support somebody else and help them out, that also boosts your self-esteem and your self-awareness. A second benefit is connection and belonging. Togetherness is so central to our experience as humans. It's a feeling of being some part of something bigger that gives meaning to our lives. Finding others that have the same values, the interests, and the worldviews helps you realize you're not alone and your opinions are valued. Belonging highlights why community is necessary. Being accepted into a group gives you a stronger sense of self and helps you cope with any negative experiences or feelings you may have. A third benefit of community is our influence. Sometimes we just need an extra push to stop us from falling into unhealthy habits or thoughts. Experiencing positive influences with like-minded people is a good reason for the importance of communities. Studies confirm that our overall health is partly determined by our ability to look after ourselves. But sometimes we just can't do it. We need a little push and a little help to motivate us to invest in our own well-being and bring positive life-changing to others. With community, we have sharing. Sharing activities and ideas and feelings reinforces not only your sense of self, but it adds worth and value to the community. We have talked many times about there is no one else more youer than you, to steal from Dr. Seuss. Nobody has your specific outlook, gifts, or talents and experiences. So what you can do is something only you can do it the way that you do. The huge benefit of sharing in a community helps your mental health. There's higher engagement with one another, there's positive emotions, and there's empowerment that comes from sharing, because sharing is caring for other people. And when you share what you have, whether it's your experience or your knowledge or your material things with other people, then that empowers you. We learn in communities that it's built around common interests, but that doesn't mean that they're only ones for certain things. We can still find people within them that have different views and experiences and beliefs that helps us learn more than we thought we did, or maybe we're able to help someone else open their eyes up a little bit about whatever it is our common interest is. You know, I'm not even going into politics. Let's just say sports. When you talk about sports, you have all these different sports, football, baseball, soccer, whatever. Personally, I'm not a fan of any of them, but I like tailgating. So I can learn from those types of things. But I have family members who are involved in those sports. So, you know, we can share our interests with one another, but it doesn't have to be the exact framework. You have acceptance in a community, and that is very important. The more people that I talk to, a lot of our problems stem from the fact that we want to be accepted by others. We don't feel that way when we're children for one reason or another. Middle school and teens nowadays, it's horrible for those kids. They are exposed to so much, and there's such a range of, okay, where do you fit in? What is your pronoun? What is this and that? And so when we join in with a community or something, or a support group or a religious affiliation, then we are finding acceptance for who we are and what we believe. It is an opportunity to practice. We have to understand that acceptance doesn't always imply agreement. Acceptance means we may disagree, but we can still be friends. There's another side to acceptance, our self-acceptance. Community belonging helps us accept that sometimes we're strong and sometimes we're vulnerable. Sometimes we need the support of others to avoid unnecessary emotional struggles, and sometimes we can jump in and help someone else. The more connections we have, the more chances we have of success. The importance of community goes beyond the personal sphere and extends to professional development. We have seen a stronger focus of supporting local businesses. That is very important. You know, we are a local business. To have somebody come in and shop in our store gives us a boost to that and helps us stay open so that we can help more women with things that they're going through. You network and build strong business connections, because if you're not networking for your business is going to fall. People have to know you're there and come in behind you to support you. So just watching what COVID and different things did for our local businesses was very encouraging. Communities are not an abstract entitlement. We take practical actions to form a group around whatever it is that we're doing. In the case of me and Tanya Lee, it's holistic health. It treats the whole person, and it treats them naturally. You know, if you look at Tanya's Chamber of Commerce, you're going to find chiropractors, you're going to find reflexologists, you're going to find essential oils, you're going to find people who do herbs. And I strongly believe that God has put all these things on earth for our benefit and for us to use them for our health care and emotional. And when I say health care, I mean physical, emotional, spiritual, you know, all of our strengths. And God has used them for that. It's just, you know, society doesn't accept some things as well as it would on others. We believe that joining in and joining in person gives you a deeper connection than you have over Zoom. We understand and we're very appreciative that now we can, a healthy self-worth and a healthy viewpoint of who I am and those things. So sometimes isolation is not going to bother me. It's the way I recharge. But for others, isolation is horrible. You know, they don't like it. My husband and my stepson are very social people. Matter of fact, my other son and my daughter are too. They love to have people around them, and they love to interact, and you know, they would probably keep the party going 24 hours a day. That's not necessary for all of us. I can guarantee you that. But it is, you know, that interaction is for them. But like I mentioned before, when it comes down to things that we're dealing with, like birth mother, my husband and my daughter tried to do everything they could to help me when I was having a breakdown about that. They couldn't. They didn't understand it. So when I went into that room with those others, they understood it, and I felt a sense of community there. I know that Coweta Forest is a recovery center here in town, and they are building a very strong community around recovery, and it's connected to some local churches. So those people who need to have recovery from drugs and alcohol, and even us family members who have had to deal with that, have a support system there, and there's a whole community, you know, that they do around that. You can find one if you're looking. If you're out there and you're trying to find your place and your people, drop us a message and we'll do our best to help connect you to someone somewhere, somehow close to you, where you can have your own sense of community, because it is very important. So I want to encourage you to reach out, come to our oil classes, come to some of the other things that we're doing, go to some of the Holistic Chamber events. Most of all, at this point, I hope to see you, if you're local, at the Ashley Park Community Wellness Day this Saturday. I'll be there handing out goodie bags, so look me up and just reach out and touch somebody, you know. Just make sure that you check on other people and you have people to check on you. So we will talk to you next time. Thank you for listening.
You have been tuned in to Heart Radio, presented by Connecting Hearts Network, connecting women to resources and one another. Located at 3 Bullsboro Drive here in Noonan. Tune in next week for another episode of Heart to Heart Radio with Margie Connor.
Hello.